Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We take a look at the readings for today. The first reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. We have been reassured about you, brothers and sisters, in our every distress and affliction through your faith. For we now live if you stand firm in the Lord. He's not talking so much about human living. He's talking about the fact that the very life that is within us, we live if you stand firm in the Lord. In other words, we're pouring ourselves out for you, and we pray that you will be able to respond with great grace and respond to what God is giving you, first of all, and then what he's asking of you. In a certain way, even in this beginning verse of chapter 3, the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, verses 7 to 13, this is a time to say, am I standing firm in the Lord? Do I believe in him? Am I committed to him? Am I putting roots down deeper of faith and hope and love in my life so that I might stand firm? And so that if I'm tested, I will not fail. Not because the strength is in us, but because we learn how to depend on God in every circumstance, in difficulties and trials and crosses and unexpected catastrophes that happen. Is my faith deep enough that I will not fail? In other words, I'm not going to say there's no God. God could never let this happen. There's no God. I've heard people say that, and I understand it. I understand the pain. But what Paul is saying here is, we have been reassured about you, brothers and sisters, in our every distress and affliction through your faith. Even though we're under difficulty, we're buoyed up, we're blessed, we're strengthened because you're standing firm in faith. Again, let us ask God to increase our faith. What thanksgiving then can we render to God for you, for all the joy we feel on your account before our God? Night and day we pray beyond measure to see you in person and to remedy the deficiencies of your faith. We want to help you to grow even more. Now may God himself, our Father and our Lord Jesus, direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. He's saying here that God in his grace wants to strengthen our hearts so that we won't sin, so that we'll quickly turn away from sin. When we do, we'll repent. Don't get discouraged when you make mistakes. Don't say, I can't be good, I can't be holy. Yes, you can. But it's got to be, as I've said in a number of programs, it's got to come from reliance on God, not on self. Not on self. Self cooperates with God, but the source of the help is God. So we turn to God and we say, help me, even for the next 5 minutes, help me overcome this temptation. Then 5 minutes more, and 5 minutes more, and maybe the worst of the temptation passes, and you've gotten through a particular situation. You've fought it, but you fought it by relying on God, not on yourself. Don't rely on yourself. We're too weak. We're too sinful. We're too weak. We get angry too easily. We get jealous too easily. We harbor unforgiveness all the time. That's what makes us weak. That's what we need to repent of. And Paul says here, "Now may God himself, our Father and our Lord Jesus, direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. Amen." So Paul's praying, we're all in this together. Let's rely on our Father. Let's rely on our Savior. Let's direct our way. Direct it toward God. And let us bring one another with us, that we might be signs of his presence, signs of light in the darkness. Psalm 90, "Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. You turn man back to dust, saying, 'Return, O children of men.' For 1,000 years in your sight, or as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night." Time, God is beyond time. We aren't, but God is. "Teach us then to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart." That's a verse I pray very regularly. Teach us to number our days aright. In other words, I don't know how long I have on earth, but day by day, may I be repenting more. Day by day, may I be able to overcome certain temptations and sin. Day by day, may I be more generous with others. May I be kinder. May I be more forgiving. Day by day by day. Just keep at it. Keep at it, and God will hear your prayer. "Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us." Prosper the work of our hands. See, these psalms speak to so much that we're dealing with. I don't care if you're planting a garden or you're creating a whole new type of car. It doesn't matter, Lord. Prosper the work of our hands. Let God be the source. Turn to him. And when it goes well, thank him. You couldn't do it without him. He's the one who gave you the gifts and talents in the beginning. Thank him. Always go back to the source. Yes, turn to the people who stood by you, the people who've taught you, the people who've helped you, whatever the circumstances are. But always go back to the Lord and say, "Lord, you prosper the work of our hands for us." Because if God does it and it returns to give him glory, we are blessed beyond our wildest dreams. You'll see it all in heaven. I guarantee it. You'll see it all in heaven. And the verse before the gospel today says, "Stay awake, for you do not know when the Son of Man will come." Stay awake, for you do not know. That means be alert, be attentive. Give God time in prayer every day. Do you pray a morning offering? Do you dedicate the day to God? For example, "Oh Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you all my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. For all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins and for the intentions of all my relatives and friends." It's wonderful to pray that. I'm sure you can find it online. Just put in morning offering, Catholic morning offering. I'm sure you'll get a variety of them. But that's the one I pray. Dedicate the day to the Lord. And then throughout the day, just turn back to him for a moment and rededicate your thoughts. Ask the Lord, "Help me to put you dead center in my life." We'll always be distracted. But if you keep coming back to that source, eventually it becomes more and more habitual. Matthew 24, verses 42 to 51. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. You do not know the day or the hour. Live your life understanding that this may be the last day of your life. That's not morbid. It may be the day you enter into the glory of eternity. Just be ready and repent when you fail. It's just all part of the same equation. God doesn't ask for perfection. He can't ask that of us because we're imperfect. But He can ask for a faithful heart. He can ask for a mind that is dedicated to Him and to His truth. He can ask for those things, that your mind and your heart belong to Him. So offer your mind and heart to Him every day. Every day. Ask Him, Lord, increase my faith. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Are you a faithful and prudent servant of what the Lord has given you? Has it multiplied to care for others? Or do you hoard your gifts? Do you hide your gifts? Do you see that your gifts are given? You are a steward of those gifts. They came from God. One day we will render an account for how we have used them. Think about that. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property if he has been faithful. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is long delayed, and he begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Don't take this lightly. Am I faithful to God? And if I'm not, what am I going to do about it? You don't just drift along. Because you don't drift to advance, you drift to fall away. You drift in order to lose. Don't drift. Follow him. Even if you can only take a few steps at a time, follow him. Make a decision. Brothers and sisters, God loves us, and he loves us more than... I say it so often, but it's true. He loves us more than we can even begin to understand. So don't live this life just focused on this life. Live this life understanding what your goal is. Your goal is eternal life with God. That's your goal. Don't settle for anything less than that. No matter what's gone on, don't settle for anything less than heaven. Somebody said, if you aim for purgatory and you miss, you're in real trouble. But if you aim for heaven and you miss, you have purgatory. And purgatory will eventually lead us to heaven. But brothers and sisters, let's go for it all now. Heaven. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.